ABC News with Stuart McIntosh. Disarray among Republican senators in the United States will almost certainly force the National Security Agency to stop collecting the telephone data of American citizens from midnight local time. Senators have been holding a rare Sunday debate on whether to extend the measures. The director of the CIA, John Brennan, appeared on CBS television and explained why he thinks the surveillance should continue.
These tools give us better ability to see the tactical moves that various terrorist groups or individuals are making. And what we need to do is to have that strategic intelligence perspective, but at the same time, we need to have those technical tools and capabilities here in the homeland to stop that attack.
But speaking in the debate, the Republican Senator Rand Paul said it was an illegal program.
We are not collecting the information of spies. We are not collecting the information of terrorists. We are collecting all American citizens' records all of the time. This is what we fought the revolution over. Are we going to so blithely give up our freedom?
The opposition in Burundi has called for more street protests after a summit of East African leaders failed to address their concerns. One opposition activist said they were disappointed that the summit fell short of calling for President Pierre Nkurunziza to abandon his decision to seek re-election. Instead, the leaders, who are meeting in Tanzania, called for elections in Burundi to be postponed for at least 6 weeks. Richard Hamilton reports.
The calls coming from Dar es Salaam will add to the pressure on Pierre Nkurunziza, but there's no indication that he's listening. He's already rejected previous calls by the United States and European Union for the polls to be delayed. He did not even turn up at this summit, aimed at bringing the crisis in Burundi to an end. His absence was hardly surprising when he last left the country to attend a similar summit earlier this month. Army officers staged an unsuccessful coup against him.
The former commander of United States forces in Iraq, the retired General David Petraeus, has talked of the need for changes to America's strategy as it confronts Islamic State militants in Iraq. He said Washington had to augment its activities on both the military and political fronts as it works with the Iraqi government. General Petraeus was speaking to Jonathan Marcus.
General David Petraeus described the so-called Islamic State as a formidable enemy. It's really a conventional army, he told me, with insurgent and terrorist elements as well. He said that the recent loss of the provincial capital of Ramadi was a strategic setback. The narrative of IS being on the defensive was shown to be somewhat hollow. But he said he had no doubt that the Iraqi military could defeat Islamic State. There was now a recognition in Washington, he said, that change was needed. This could involve more US advisers on the ground closer to the fighting.
World News from the BBC. The Islamic State group has gained more ground in northern Syria. They've driven a rebel grouping, the 11th Front, out of the town of Soran Azaz and two neighbouring villages. The advances takes Islamic State closer to the nearby Turkish border. China has introduced a ban on smoking in all indoor public places in the capital, Beijing. Michael Bristow has more details.
China has about 300 million smokers, but those in Beijing will now have to be careful where they light up. Smoking in the Chinese capital has just been banned in restaurants, offices and on buses, in fact in all indoor public places. There'll be fines for those who don't comply and thousands of inspectors to check venues and workplaces. Previous smoking bans in Beijing have not worked because of too many loopholes and poor enforcement. And a survey found most people think this one will be just as ineffective.
An exit poll issued after the close of voting in municipal and regional elections in Italy suggests that the centre-left party of the Prime Minister, Matteo Renzi, is in a close-fought battle to win in two key regions, Campania and Liguria. Mr. Renzi, who took office 15 months ago, needs a convincing result to maintain momentum for his government's labour and education reforms. On Sunday, authorities in Turkey closed Taksim Square and the adjacent Gezi Park in Istanbul to prevent gatherings marking the second anniversary of the start of nationwide anti-government protests. Riot police with water cannon were deployed on roads leading to the area. A few protesters were dispersed by police. The US Secretary of State John Kerry has broken his leg in a cycling accident in the Alps. He's cancelled the rest of his European tour and is returning to the United States on Monday. He was in Switzerland for talks on Iran's nuclear program. And that's the BBC News.
And 更多内容请关注可可英语 coconet.com。